It occurs to me, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, hello, that I haven't done an audio boom in January yet, or even from Estonia yet. So, as I gently put the phone down to work out what the hell the time and date is, so I can, you know, like, say it. Yes, 2047, 3rd of January, 2015. I'm in my room in Estonia, which is Jakob's mum's room, and I'm now going to not be. We're going to walk this way. Yes. And we walk into the living room.
Where the living room is
here. There's a thing on the floor.
This is your personal living room assistance. Please state your request.
Bash.
Bash. Comes up in a minute.
Cool. It's a good shell. So, yes, I thought that it would be sensible to make sure that I documented digitally my existence here in some kind of auditory form instead of merely textually. So at this time...
Bash arrived.
Oh, excellent. That's not a very fast service. It must not be coming off of an SSD, but anyway. Today we went out to
it comes from magnetic tape. Yes.
Called Teleskivi. God, it's crap. Asian restaurant for our lunch / dinner. More like late lunch. It was 3 o'clock, wasn't it?
Was it 3 o'clock? It was a regular lunch time for us.
Ah. The farting oven bell, which amuses me every time I hear it. If you wind it up all the way, it does actually get to a point where it's usable. You just have to sort of catch it right. Now it is ticking very gently. Now we're going to make it go away. It's a ridiculous thing. But that is what that does.
Playing with the oven bell isn't recommended in this house.
Says you who does it every day. If there's a day that goes by that you don't do it, I'd be very surprised.
Once there was a day.
Once
there was a week. I was in UK this week. But I called my mummy 3 days out of
and
four.
She did it.
And she did it for me, yeah.
See? That's what mums are all about. Yeah. This place is so much quieter than my own. There's no computer fans or anything. Living room is like...
Because we don't have quiet computers.
My desktop is. If the server's off, the desktop is so quiet. But I've never really heard it be quiet because the server's never off. It's ridiculous. I need a new machine. I would like to get one of these days.
Liquid helium cooling system.
Hell yeah. Liquid anything cooling face.
And then it would leak and be all bad
things. It would be freezing on the floor. And you would skip and slid and slide on it. So apart from that, lots of things have gone on. I made Jakob buy a keyboard.
Oh no. Yes, you did.
And we made the most ridiculous sound scheme ever.
It just reminded itself downstairs.
Yes. If I walk this direction, there are stairs. And I will stand at the top of the stairs, and something probably will occur, because we made a sound scheme for Chicken Nugget, which does that. And it is the most obnoxious and annoying thing. And we did it basically to parody those that make sound schemes and don't actually do any research. Because, you know, sounds have to be tailored to the specific need. Some of these might work in a very, very annoying video game, but they do not work in an environment where they have to go off constantly. And many people fail to realize this, the big problem. So there's that, you see. Yes, case in point. I'm now in a very tiny space. This is the upstairs toilet. I have no reason to be here, other than I want to. And I will finish out my audio boom, or ISTE boom, in this here room. Wow, it rhymed. And it was not intended to do so. So that is it. I know that most people hate booms that have no actual reason to be here, so I tried to give you some content in that. We went to dinner / lunch, and it was good. The last time I came to Estonia last year, I was here this time last year, by the way, it was a case that we went to another Asian restaurant in the Old Tallinn, or Old Town of Tallinn, whatever you call it, and their idea of spicy was like Kirsten's idea of spicy, which is, to me, not at all. Today was much, much, much better, and she would have hated it, and I loved it. The guy said, be careful with the chili because it would rip your face off, but it didn't do that. But then he could speak English. He was a very cool, interesting waiter. And he says, like, Estonian people cannot deal with spice at all. And I have discovered this twice. But the food was very, very excellent. And I would go back there again very soon, if I could. Hell, I may still do. If I come back a year from now or never, or if I have occasion to go before Wednesday when I leave, I'll have been here 12 days by Wednesday, then I may do just that. Who knows? Oh, man, he's got a noisy radio on with a security company. Anyway, enough said. Peace out.